looking at episode number 22 right now. Ooh. This is about what it looks like. Not much is going to change, I don't think. At least I hope not. There's not really a reason for it to happen. False advertisement. That's not what that is. There was a snafu with episode 21. You know, some shit went down. The audio, the first half of audio got fucked off. Then when I went to upload it, dumb shit happened. I'm fixing it. So if it's not done, by the time this shit comes out, I hope that that's fixed.
So it's going to be pretty much back-to-back episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
That's going to come. That's today's Friday. This is January 1st. This is our new fucking year, bitch.
Yep.
2020, fuck you, dude. You're a fucking fucker. I fucking hate you, bitch.
Yeah, you put it in the words I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was a goddamn soliloquy, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to write a song, the 2020s lament, you know? Just talking about how fucked off. Like,
just
we lost
hot fire, though,
dude,
in the song.
Dropping bars.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be dropping more bars than a fucking a person with Parkinson's and also anxiety.
Oh,
you know, so they get prescribed bars and they're just dropping it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be dropping more bars than Michael J. Fox is a Xanax dealer.
Damn, that's like my dream right there, just, you know, being around that person.
Michael J. Fox?
Just like fucking, oh, my Xanax is
Oh, falling. I thought you were going to say like, sure, you want him to grab onto your cock and have Parkinson's. Hey, will you grab my cock and have Parkinson's while you do it? That'd be kind
of
cool.
He'd like, be like, well, there's already half of two of those things done, or one of those.
Yeah, half things of that's taken place already. Yeah. I have not quite grabbed your cock yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, new fucking year. 2020, obviously, we're not telling anybody anything that they don't know. 2020 kind of sucked.
Yeah.
It was a little douchebaggy, kind of.
A little bit.
A little lame. A lot of celebrities died.
Dude, MF Doom just died.
Did he?
Yeah. At 49.
P. Diddy? Damn.
Yeah.
But well, the year started, wasn't Kobe was this year, right?
Yeah.
Beginning of this year, it started with a bang. We lost Kobe and his daughter.
In jail, watching them, like, them.
Shit's cray cray.
Yeah.
We lost the dude who did Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
We lost, like, Regis Philbin. Sean Connery. This is a Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
This is
man.
A fucking. This is an A-list, just all dead.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Oh, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
That one fucking hurt me on a personal level just because I grew up and, like, me and my dad didn't really have a lot in common. The only thing we had in common was music, and the beginning of it was Cheap Trick and Van Halen. That was like the two things that it was like, if I'm listening to Van Halen, my dad's cool with me. And then anything else, I was just like a wrestling queer. Like, I love WWF and all that dumb shit and video games, and he just wasn't about it. But once I got into music and I was liking his style, Van Halen was like the main one.
Yeah.
And I'll even go back, like, even on Christmas Eve, I was listening to Van Halen stuff. Like, the 1984 album is one of my favorites, and that song Drop Dead Legs has the coolest fucking guitar riff of all. I think it's such a sick ass riff. Even if it came out now and it was like a completely different style of song, you could play that riff and do anything over the top of it and it would be fucking sick. So I want to steal it. But then again, I can't, I don't think, because I'm pretty sure Wolfgang has like rights to all of Eddie's stuff. But so there was celebrity deaths. There was some kind of virus, I think, I heard about.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think
it was
like
called
the cold or Snapple.
SNARS?
Snapple?
SARS?
SARS-CoV-2.
20.
Secure?
Secure.
Severe acute respiratory syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19.
Yeah.
I don't know, there wasn't 19 of them. Because there was SARS-CoV-1.
No. That's the thing.
Was the original Chinese one where that's why all the Chinese people wear masks. And then SARS-CoV-2 was just like volume.
Don't they like
two.
Always wear them? I see them.
China's do.
Right.
The Chinese do. Yeah.
It was all planned, dude.
See, that's what it's weird to get into. It's weird to get into conspiracies about. I know, but I'm saying it's weird to get into conspiracies about anything to do with the virus.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what the fuck is the actual point? When you get down to it, what does anybody gain?
Like questions.
Does it
more of them?
Does it make it more like they wanted us to become more like China, where everybody's like, everybody listens to the government 100%? Because everybody talks about China as being a communist China. China's not communist.
It's not a
communist democracy or whatever.
There's that thought on it too, but it's like, I feel, because I'm a non-lizard person.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
I was I thought you were Mexican this whole time.
The way I'm looking at it, like, because, I don't take all of them seriously or at any of them, really. They're just, like, interesting to listen to. Mm-hmm. But everything I take from it is just them saying, like, this is the world we live in. This is what's happening. You don't know this because you care not to care about it or open your eyes about it.
Yeah.
But this is the real shit that's going on, and you guys ignore it because of fucking.
Are you talking about conspiracy theories in general?
Just in general, yeah.
But, okay, well. Like conspiracy theories in general is different. I mean, that's a very wide. There's a big variation between, you know, this conspiracy theory.
True that.
Like, let's say Pizzagate versus the COVID thing. Like, China created COVID, and there was like a deal with the Chinese government, and Donald Trump and Joe Biden were sucking each other's dicks one day.
That might have happened.
And then Joe Biden was like, we should turn.
Well, I thought you were going to say turn into an alien. I'm like, whoa.
No, that's just how Joe Biden talks.
Oh.
I can't wait.
See, that's.
Hold on. Let me finish this. Let me finish this thought before I totally fucking go off the rails. So that range of conspiracy theories is one thing. But just about the whole COVID thing and the government doing things and hiding things, because there's so many people involved in politics, they would all have to be
that's what I'm saying.
Down with it.
Yeah.
Like, not tell their families, because one person out of all those families would be like, hey, there's some fucking weird shit going on back here. So that's why it's hard for me to believe the conspiracy theories, because obviously I think the government sucks. I don't like them. I don't think they make the right choices. And I don't necessarily believe that we get to vote the people in. I think that it's like a pre-decided thing. Whoever gets the most money behind them, they become in charge, whether they're, you know, in the Senate or if they're in the federal government in a bigger seat of power. But it's a very weird. It's a very weird area to listen to people talk about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, conspiracy theories by themselves are fucking weird.
Yeah, it's all interesting as fuck to me, though. But there's something I wanted to ask, like, because 2020 has been fucking crazy. And, of course, we had our fucking elections this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump, there was so much shit going on about him. But here's the big question. What the fuck is Joe Biden going to do? Because he's about to be coming into office and, mm-hmm. like, I know I don't like getting into politics, but this thought came into my head, and it's like, what the fuck is going to be so special this year? Like, the virus is still out there. Sure, the vaccines are coming. But what about the people who don't take them? What about the people who are like, fuck that. I don't give a shit. Yeah, the people will have vaccines, but then there's more, like, I don't know. It's just like everything like that, bro. Like, what the fuck is going to happen?
The thing I was thinking about as far as Joe Biden is concerned, I was thinking about it like, I can't wait to see all of the people who are complaining about everything Trump did. Like, even if he did make a good decision, they would find a way to make it sound shitty.
Of course, everything. Almost everything.
So I can't wait to see what they do now. Who are they going to blame their shit on? Are they still going to, like, people make that joke, like, fucking Obama about shit years into Trump's administration. They would say fucking Obama as if it was his fault.
Do you think they, like, switch out? Like, because I feel like, I don't know if it's – I don't know. This is just my perspective on it. But the people who were talking shit on Donald Trump, right? You think those people were primarily like Joe Biden followers or something like that?
Yeah, of course.
And like, so when he's in office, you think that standpoint of people who are looking at him and judging everything they say is going to switch?
Well,
like,
of course, there's going to be the voices of the people who were on Trump's side who didn't like Biden are now going to be the majority, at least on social media.
Right.
Like, they're going to be all bitching and complaining about what the fuck Biden
that's what
does.
I'm saying.
But the people who were complaining about the specific things that Donald Trump was doing, like, they think Joe Biden's going to come in, he's going to take all of the troops out, end the wars that Obama said he was going to end and Trump said he was going to end that have never been ended. Actually, Obama created more wars. I think Donald Trump got us into two more. So, but nobody, it's like the liberal portion of the media, the one that's mostly viewed by people, because Fox News at this last point, they didn't like Trump, so they were shitting on him as well. So it was like all of them were left-leaning, even Fox News being a right-leaning fucking bunch of cocksuckers, just like CNN's on the opposite side of the cock, sucking the same cock. So it's like those little things that those people that the Joe Biden supporters were bitching about Trump doing, when Joe Biden doesn't get any of the shit done, they're still going to say, well, he was just a great fucking president. He was the best. It doesn't matter who he finger fucks, how old they are, their buttholes smell like. None of it's going to fucking matter. And Joe Biden's only running, as far as from what I know, correct me if I'm stupid as shit, he's only running, he only ran this time. He doesn't want to run for a second term, which is the normal thing. When you run for president the first time and you win, it's kind of just like a known, you're going to go in as our candidate this next time. You could be switched out, but you're in there.
Right.
He's already made it clear he doesn't want to do that because he's already 1,000 years old. He's already the guy from the Tales from the Crypt. You know, he's the Crypt Keeper. And it's going to be so funny to see him have to talk now because he didn't go out and campaign to do this presidency thing because they were like, the best thing you could do, Joe, is shut up. Okay. Stay away from cameras. Stay away from people. Don't talk to black people because weird shit always happens. You start talking about corn pop and razor blades and not knowing if you're black or not. We just got to keep you in your coffin. Okay. You're going to stay there.
Damn.
We don't need your fucking, we don't need your blinding white ass being out here with your giant fake teeth talking about corn pop and 20s gangsters with fucking switchblade knives.
Yeah.
You're scaring everybody who was going to vote for you because you got all those young Bernie bros and the Bernie supporters. You got them on your side. You don't want to lose them because you're going to fucking lose this thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hilarious to hear him come out like when he has to do his inauguration speech and address the fucking nation. Yeah. And it's just going to be a bumbling mess of bullshit. Just
that's where all that him. Thought came from. It's just like that. I was thinking about everything you just said. And I was like, what the fuck is about to happen, dude? Because like I'm optimistic for this year. Of course. Got to keep that PMA. Always.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 2020 sucked.
Yeah.
For me and for a lot of people, you know what I mean? But
it could have been worse for us. We got to work through it.
Yeah,
at least it didn't really affect too much. It was like the gym shut down, a bunch of stores shut down, some restaurants and shit like that. But most places are still open. Like they have reopened. They didn't like close their doors for good. They just shut down for whatever the couple weeks was.
Right.
And then you're able to do pretty much everything you were able to do before. But now it just looks different walking around. You're seeing more people wearing masks. Like,
well, fuck. I remember what I said the other day, the other morning?
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody's
wearing masks.
I feel like a loser right now.
Yeah. And I still do it. When I went to Walmart yesterday, there was like five people out of hundreds of people that were not wearing masks.
Right.
Most people were in masks, and these are Walmart people. They're born in the sewers behind that place. And then they crawl out through the section with the Duck Dynasty t-shirts.
Yeah.
And the Keeping Up with the Kardashians of
makeup
lines.
Yeah.
So they just come out looking like crazy jigsaw clown people with camo shirts. And they'd sound like Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June. That's just what I see. If you look at the people of Walmart, like that app, remember?
Yeah.
You go through and you look at the people of Walmart and just imagine what their voice would sound like. Like, you know that that person is that stereotypical Southern, just fat, white, trailer trash person who fucking, you know, lives on food stamps.
Well, I'm sure everywhere, but out here it's tweakers.
Yeah, out here, there's not so much of an accent out here.
Yeah.
Like there is in the South. Like, Southern tweakers have the accent still. It's just quicker. Because when you think of, like, some Southern, you think of, like, slow speaking, like Georgia and shit. You think of, like, slow speaking, but then you also have the Boomhauers.
Boomhauer. I was thinking
there's
more
like dang old fucking man. Like, that's Louisiana.
I was thinking more like fucking Jessica Simpson and Dukes of Hazzard Southern.
Oh, that's that's Georgia.
Okay,
like
cool.
Georgia Peach type shit. Damn. Daisy Dukes. And but yeah, that, I mean, that's kind of a hot accent. I kind of like that one. But there's always this thing in my brain. Same with like Boston accents. I hear that accent and I think, oh, you're stupid. You could say smart shit. You could be talking about, like, you could be a fucking doctor, and you could be explaining the organs and their relations to each other and how it's a symbiotic relationship and all the things that go into the circulatory system. You could be explaining it to me. And I'm just like, listen to this fucking idiot, yeah, dude. Yeah. This fucking moron over here. Don't you got to grind it to go eat, dude, and fucking pack your car over there and shit? Wearing your khakis and you lose your khakis. You never know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. That's how all those people say. There's none of that out here. There's just people that just say dumb shit. They have the normal no accent to us. They just, the words that come out of their face are stupid. We have a lot of people that do this. They have like conflicting flags. You have the Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And then you'll also have, like, don't tread on me. Mm-hmm. Now, those are conflicting. They don't seem like they are at first. On the surface, they seem like, well, they support our troops and they support our police. And don't tread on me is about the police that you're supporting. The police, who else is treading on you? The police are the ones paid to tread on you. I mean, they're not paid to do this. This is the identity. Police transitioned. Yeah. They were the first people to transition. Because initially it was to protect and serve.
Right.
And if something happened, you called them and you're like, hey, this is the thing. It's happening. I need some fucking help. And they'd go, right away, ma'am. Like Andy Griffith and shit.
Yeah.
He didn't just drive around looking for people to fuck their lives up and shoot people. Like, that's not what the fuck it was. Then they eventually, at some point in time, they're like, we kill black people. We kill people with neck tattoos. People who do drugs are murderers and rapists. They are not just people who are depressed and trying to fix things. They are, they're deviants and they're a danger to society.
I feel like you just told me the history of the police force right now.
I did.
Yeah.
I read a book just now.
Yeah. For like me terms.
Yeah. For anybody. It just makes a lot of sense. And we saw the video that we talked about in Craft Store Cowboy, that episode. We saw the video of our friend, we'll call him JD because that's his name, but it's also the abbreviation of his name.
Yeah.
We saw the video. It was a bald cop with a mustache. Dustin actually sent it to me, the guy who does the music for the podcast. And yeah, it's fucked up. It's depressing because we both know him. And it was obvious what was going on. He was just standing there, and you start outside, and then they go inside. First mistake. They should have stayed the fuck outside.
Yeah.
He has to leave through that one entrance. There's an entrance exit, and it's the only place you can go. So they walk in, and they're like, he's over by the canvases. Let's fucking kill him. He's going to die. We hate him. So they're walking up, and they go, fucking freeze, dude. Get down. And he's just like
sideways, though.
And he goes, oh, fuck. And then he just runs. Him and his friend. That was a perfect impression. That's why he's laughing.
Oh, fuck.
Him and his friend run around the back of that aisle where the canvases are. Around the other side, they just went and they swiftly round to the corner and then ran into the other cop. So they're stopped there. This guy, you could see his anus and balls and everything are falling out of his pants that are way too low.
Yeah.
He reaches down to grab his his pants and yank them up.
Right.
And then, gah, they fucking shoot him
like
in the stomach.
In the stomach.
And I saw some comments on there. People were saying the first thought I had was, why are they shooting a gun inside of a store where there's children, old women, teenagers, innocent bystanders? Why are they having a gun drawn? They walked across a busy alley.
Aren't they supposed to avoid those situations?
Yeah.
Unless it is
absolutely necessary. They should have walked up to him and been like, hey, we can both fuck this guy up. He's a junkie.
Yeah.
And they could have just used a fucking taser. That was the thing that they kept commenting. Why didn't he just use a taser to incapacitate him? Instead, they shoot him in the stomach. And then the cop that shot him runs up and he's like, you're all right. And then JD says,
I
can't breathe. And he goes, of course you can't breathe, cocksucker. I just shot you.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I thought you had a gun. He goes, I didn't have a gun. And then he just goes, well,
yeah,
you're going to die, bitch.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Paramedics are on the way.
Yeah.
He didn't even say you're going to be okay. There was no comfort whatsoever to a man who believes he's dying. If you get shot in your stomach, you don't go,
I'm shitting bricks.
I'll walk this out.
No.
This is going to be fine.
No.
You think, oh, my pancreas. He got a part of his pancreas and a part of his liver removed because the bullet shredded it. They had to go in and sew his fucking organs up. That's what they did to him.
Fuck.
And
what a shitty way to end 2020 for him.
No shit. He ended 2020 in a fucking hospital.
Shot.
Yeah. Shot in the fucking stomach. So,
what the fuck?
Needless to say, police brutality.
Yeah.
You know, 2020. It started with the whole George Floyd thing.
Dude, yeah.
Then it was, what was it, Breonna Taylor?
Breonna Taylor.
There's too many to name. I'm going to not name all of them because I don't know all
and
the names right now.
All that shit plus the fucking riots and everything that were going
down.
It was
everything.
Going on everywhere.
It's like the world's been going insane. Like people, I understand the groups of people
it's
who
like,
were getting upset.
It's like the crazies almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Right?
But it's like I understand the groups that were upset. But then it's there was other people using their fucking anger. And they were piggybacking on their movement to benefit, like, the through the BLM riots. And there would be people that had no fucking business being there and looting these fucking stores and putting privately owned businesses out of business because you're mad at the police.
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, Killer Mike came out with that fucking speech the day after the George Floyd thing happened. And it was amazing to listen to. This guy, he was saying he has family members who are police officers in Georgia and shit. And then he's like, if you want to fight, if you want to kill these fucking assholes and cocksuckers who are doing this shit to us, do it the right way. You beat them in the voting booth. You beat them in the courthouses.
Right.
You kill them through the means that they've been disenfranchising that group of people since the fucking beginning.
See, and that's that shit right there. That's what's important to me when it comes to shit like that. Like other politics and stuff, like the bigger shit, I can't do it anyways. But like if I could do it, I would be doing it to help fucking like our community. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Fucking getting these dirtbags out of there if we can. Like that's the shit that's. Yeah, like you've been like
people
you've
should,
said, it's the most important fucking thing, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
people should focus on their cities, and as big as it goes, should focus on the state that they live in, because the federal government, when it climbs up the ladder, the federal government does have final say over it, but you can do a lot more through your state where you live, because a lot of it doesn't get up to the government. But we're going to hold that thought. And then we're going to whoosh. We're going to fucking whoosh, dude. It's going to whoosh hard. I'm going to speed it up. And it whooshed.
All right.
We've been whooshed. So we were, obviously we're talking about police shooting people and all that cool stuff.
Yeah.
There's about the new year. There's a lot of shit that's gone down, as we've covered, you know, some of the bigger things that most people know about.
Yeah.
Then there's also, you know, people have been talking a lot about suicide, and, you know, people are losing their jobs, and people are dealing with a lot of shit on top of this. And a lot of people have been affected a lot more than we have or anybody that we know. There's no help for anybody with any type of, like, going through a depression right now.
Yeah, dude.
There's no way to get help through that. Prozac's not going to fucking help it. I don't even know if therapy would help, because it's like, what are you going to do? Just be like, yep, so I lost my job, and then he's going to go, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? And you go, like, I want to kill myself.
Broke.
And he goes, ah, well, fuck. Don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's just, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah.
Don't do that. So, it's, I mean, I wonder what the numbers, I haven't looked at what the numbers are of people that actually, you know, did it.
Yeah.
But I know that there's had to have been some. Like, there had to have been a lot, because I know people have been talking about it. Like, losing your fucking job that you've had for 20 years because you're a fucking restaurant manager or a waitress or whatever the fuck. It's a shitty thing, and hopefully things get better. And we all just got this. The stimulus just came in for us this morning. Did you get the stimulus?
I didn't.
Have you checked your bank?
No, like, I didn't get it.
Why?
Because.
Oh, did you talk to her?
Yeah.
And she got it?
Yeah.
And she's not going to give you your portion?
Probably not.
Of course not. But yeah, so we just got the stimulus just went out. And it's $600 per person, which is half of what they were doing.
Yeah.
The last time, months and months and months ago, when they did this, and it's not doing anything really for anybody that's in any actual fucking trouble. Like, what are you're gonna be able to buy your last hooker and rent a gun?
Dude, imagine if this first stimulus checks or whatever weren't $1,200. They were fucking $600 like they are now. And these people are going through all this fucking shit, and they're like, well, everything's, like, all my bills are over fucking due, and I have to pay this. They're like, well, we got $600 for you. And it's like, cool. Well, I live in a very rich neighborhood, like in an apartment, and it's a little more than that. Like, what the fuck is that supposed to do for you?
And the cost of living is different by state. Like,
yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
The cost of living in Arizona is a lot lower than it is in, say, anywhere on the West Coast against the ocean. So you have Washington, Oregon, and California, where a place like mine would probably cost about $2,400 a month, and I only pay $725 a month. Like, my cousin used to live in a place in Riverside that was a one-bedroom, one-bath, and it was a pretty small apartment, 800 maybe square feet, 600 square feet, something like that. Very small. $1,100 a month, and this was in 2012, I think, 2011, 2012. And it's only gone up exponentially since then. Like, he tried looking for a house out there, and it was like a shithole in the ghetto that was half burnt, and it had six other families from Russia living in it, as well as a family of raccoons.
Huh.
And they were like, we want $795,000 for this studio tiny home.
Yeah.
No bedrooms. There's an outhouse. It's actually a porta potty you have to rent. There's no trash service in this neighborhood. There's no windows.
The roof's gone.
There's no electrical. This was built in 1480. but yeah, $795,000, please. At least $500,000 down.
Like, and as they're doing that, they're just handing you papers to sign, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't even know what you're doing. Yeah. You're just signing your fucking life away.
But it's because they're telling you crazy shit.
Yeah, but out here, you can get a house that's decent,
right?
Like a nice house for $300,000. I remember when I first moved here in 2001, my parents bought their lot and their house for $70,000. The house now was appraised at a few years ago at $298,000 or some shit like that. So the cost, I mean, it goes up everywhere, but it's low here.
Yeah.
And, but what about fucking New York? People that lived off of a waitress or a waiter's salary in New York,
dude,
paying $2,000 a month for a shitty, an 8x10 apartment.
What about those fucking people during the fucking pandemic? Like,
nobody fucking gives a shit. Nobody asks. Nobody cares. There's nothing that they can do to fix it. Because then it's like, okay, well, we'll give the people that actually need it $5,000 for the stimulus.
Right.
And then people that have their jobs still, they're going to get less. And it's like, well, what the fuck? I'm struggling if there's a pandemic or not.
Yeah.
I can pay my bills. I'm not technically paycheck to paycheck, but I'm fucking close. And I work hard as fuck all week. I have barely any fucking time. I have this day to do this shit.
Yeah.
And nothing is getting handed to anybody. There's no social programs for people who work their fucking ass off. There's only social programs for people who have no opportunity whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's a shitty scenario, but we'll leave that to the professionals, which I don't know if there are any. I don't know who's a professional with that shit.
Oh, I'm not? Okay.
But since it's New Year's, literally New Year's Day today.
Yep.
It's a day for a lot of people do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what that is, come on. But I'll still tell you anyway, because I'm sure Juan doesn't get it. It's basically you're stating something.
What's going to be different this year? What are you going to do?
You're stating a goal.
Yeah.
That you want to achieve throughout the year or by the end of the year.
So are you allowed to have? Cause like
you can have as many as you want.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Because the only real one that I have, because the thing that needs to be worked on the most for me, I mean, what's the word? The word is on the surface,
mm-hmm.
kind of. It's like an aesthetic thing to me, but it still is important. I want to start writing music, recording it, and putting it out again. I want to start doing that.
Yeah.
That's like the surface thing. That's the selfish thing for me. I mean, they're all selfish because it's a resolution for me, not for anybody else. And I also want to, as Leo Flowers said, to journal, to write shit down. I want to try to keep up on that type of thing. Like, I was listening to the Honeydew podcast with Ryan Sickler, and he had Jeremiah Watkins on there. And Jeremiah Watkins had kept a journal where he wrote in it every single day.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
since
yeah.
2009.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just amazing that he can think back to a day and be like, oh, I think it was around this time. And he could go through his fucking notes and be like, oh, look, here it is. October fucking 14th, 2012. Yep, I did call that guy a queer. Oops, my bad. But you can go back and like what Leo was getting at was like, write down like what you did that day.
Yeah.
Write down what you ate, like how long you slept. If you can remember your dreams, just anything you can do to try to like keep track of, oh, I felt really good this day. What did I fucking do that day? I remember I felt good on Wednesday last week. What did I do? Oh, I did this. I jerked off 17 times that day. Maybe 18. That's the ticket. Holy 18. Shit. So I want to try to start doing that.
Yeah, just something I'm definitely going to start doing too.
I mean, there's no downside to doing it. Like someone's going to see it and just be like, what a fucking douchebag this guy is.
Yeah, but then there's also like there's also the things too, like, I don't know, like instead of journaling, you know how people write down like, oh, I'm fucking hate this whatever, and they write down their feelings and then they burn it.
Oh yeah, that's actually a satanic ritual.
Well, that's tight then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess.
You write down the thing, the person that you hate or that you have ill feelings towards, or you write down the thing you don't like about yourself, and you destroy that. You destroy the symbol. It's the totem of the thing that you're basically giving this thing a life to take it away.
Right.
So you're in control of your emotions and things like that. through a physical action. It kind of helps seal it up. I remember they did that for us in like, I want to say it was like 6th or 7th grade in one of the classes.
Definitely need some help over here. So
yeah, they were like, write down something on this paper that you don't like about yourself.
That's rude, but okay.
I know. Because I was like,
it's kind of fucked up.
I was like, what am I supposed to say? So I was just like, I don't like my teeth.
Yeah.
And then the teacher's like, I thought we were going to like turn it in and they were going to like give me new teeth or something. But no, they were just like,
no.
All right, now crumple that piece of paper up and tear it up and throw it in the trash. I was like, you wasted my time. The fuck was the point of this, bitch?
Yeah.
God damn it. What's, do you have any, what's your resolution?
I have a couple.
Jerk off more?
Well, that's already being taken care of.
Oh, okay, cool.
So.
Sweet.
But, like, I guess the main one and the most important one, obviously, is just maintaining how I've been for the past, I guess, year with my sobriety.
Okay, yeah. So
I want to make it to fucking 2 years and just be able to, like, say I did it. Not to just say I did it, but for myself.
Yeah.
And then, like, another thing, I need to start doing some adult things that I haven't taken care of, which I need to. So that's one thing.
Driver's license?
Yeah. I was trying to avoid it, but yeah, that.
Yeah.
And I want to read more, bro. Like, that's something I've been thinking about a lot, too, like, a lot lately, bro. I'm like, dude, because I've been really interested in all this, like, whatever, like, the natural healing of psychedelics and stuff like that. Just interesting to
so
me.
So you're
like,
trying to read that type of stuff?
That and just
like
anything
like metaphysical
else.
Fucking...
I just want to get into shit like that that's kind of stimulating to the mind that will make you think.
There's a good book called Blink that you might really like. It's pretty intense. And I liked Eckhart Tolle's stuff. I have a couple copies of The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins as
what?
Well. That's a really good book too. Like it's super interesting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to read things that interest me. Like
yeah,
stuff.
That's
like
what
that.
that's what
more
reading
knowledge.
Is supposed to be for.
Yeah.
A lot of people like, you know, fantasy and fiction, so they're reading like dumb shit. Like I read Game of Thrones, of course, because it was sick. Remember that book we read in jail with the afterlights and all that shit?
Oh my,
Mary
just,
Hightower. What's that book called?
I don't remember,
God,
bro.
Damn it, of course
dude,
you don't.
Dude, that was such a good fucking series.
I
it
bet
was
we
crazy.
Could, I bet I could fucking find it right now.
But dude, yeah, that's one thing. And like with this whole probation shit, I want to get off earlier than 3 years. Obviously, anybody does, but I'm trying to aim for that at this point. But
Everlost.
Yeah, dude. Those...
Everlost was this book. Ooh, fuck, it was... It's supposed to be like a teen novel. It's supposed to be for like teenage people. And it was just, it's such a cool fucking story. It's
yeah,
like
the whole
a legit
concept of it.
Yeah, it's a sick ass story. So if you're into, even if you're not, if you're into interesting reads, it's well written.
Yeah.
Like if you read that book and no one told you like, hey, this is part of like a teen book series, you'd just be like, oh, that's a pretty cool fucking book. I mean, it doesn't say like...
And it was.
It doesn't say like cunt fucking. It wasn't like the book It that said the N-word like 1,000 times and
that
there was a child gangbang.
That was back when we had to order the books off of the phone, huh? So
yes, yes,
would
yes.
Be done, you'd be done with one and you'd be like, go hurry up and finish this. And
yeah.
Be like, I'm going to turn this one in next. So I'm ordering the next one.
Yeah, yeah. There was like 3 or 4 of
yeah.
Those books
read
that we
all.
Read. Yeah, they were fucking great.
Fuck, those books are so sick, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, I heard about Blink while I was in there. I got that Eckhart Tolle book, A New Earth. I got that while I was in there. He has another one.
I had a couple Zachary Sitchin ones that I found
okay.
In there.
Yeah, yeah.
But through my escapades, I was like, I'm going to leave this right here on your counter. So.
Yeah. I also read The Ripper by Michael Slade. That book is fucking sick. It's like about... it's like copycat serial killers copying Jack the Ripper.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah,
book.
And
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like a satanic cult and fucking like the imagery that this dude used was out of this fucking world. The shit was crazy. The owl mask, this naked dude, and he chains this naked chick to a fucking stone slab with a pentagram carved into it. And he like cuts her open and her blood fills the chambers and make the pentagram. They killed fucking hookers and like hung them from meat hooks like through their necks off of the bridge and shit. And then the way that they like the way that they introduce characters and how they do all that shit is so fucking sick. It's such a good fucking book. I've told a lot of people about The Ripper. That shit is intense.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you finish your resolutions? You had the two so far. Sobriety.
And another thing too, kind of like, because you know I've been saying I want to go to meetings and shit. Like I can sponsor people, and I feel like that kind of helped me. So like,
if anybody needs sponsors, Juan and myself have both completed our 12 steps. I've got my certificate, my chip. I've got all that stuff. We're both over a year sober again for our fucking 30th time. We're super open to being that type of person because we've both had our sponsors, and it's definitely a useful tool that a lot of people wouldn't understand. And it's hard to have people who aren't ex-drug addicts be your sponsor because they're not going to really understand
it's like going to drug counseling with someone who's never done drugs.
Exactly. That's why being a drug counselor, most of the time it's like it's a requirement that you list what your addiction was.
That's something I want to do too in the future. Like I want to be a counselor, and I kind of want to open up an Oxford house out
here. The shittiest thing about capitalism is that doing something that's that good for the community doesn't give you a good life. It doesn't pay you enough money. There's not an incentive to do shit like that.
Right.
Because it's like that's something I've always wanted to do. And I've always wanted to like buy a big building to fix up to make it into like a wayward animals place, sanctuary. Yeah. But it's like you can always do nonprofits, so you get donations to keep it running, like the ASPCA and things like that. But it's like, you have to put a lot of money in first to even get that. And the reward is, you know, you have the feeling that, you know, you saved this many dogs. Like it's Schindler's List, you know, Oscar Schindler saved, you know, 6,000 Jews or no 2,000 Jews.
Well, that's the thing with working with addicts. Like in my head, like I know I'm not going to help every one of them.
No, but you have to find that one that's...
But at the end of the day, or whatever, like, if I could get through to someone and they're like, dude, I totally get you, like, thank you, and I could see them continuing on doing the good shit, like, that right there, that's the kind of feeling I'm looking for. And obviously, it sounds like... A lot of people tell me, that sounds crazy, bro. Don't you want to worry about yourself first? I'm like, well, yeah, but...
It's kind of like the whole idea of teaching somebody how to do something kind of reinforces that in you. Like that was I can't remember where the fuck I heard that, but it was a type of training where when you teach the person, it's like helping ingrain it in your brain. So when you're helping somebody get through addiction, you're focusing on nothing but the negatives of addiction. So you're like, oh, you don't want to do that because, you know, this fucking happens and this and this and this. There's a laundry list of shit that is bad about it. And you're telling this person every time that they call you, you're just telling them, stay the fuck away from drugs. And it's reaffirming to you, well, fuck, I'm telling them to stay away from drugs. Practice what you preach.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go out and smoke meth, you know?
Yeah.
It does help. And to do that for other people.
It's just the fact that somebody else who you don't know, like, because I didn't know my sponsor. I didn't know the fucking guy. I was spazzing outside of a meeting, fucking looking like a crazy person. And he's like, what's up, man? I'm like, nothing. I'm supposed to be looking for a sponsor. He's like, oh, you need one? So I got you. Dude, I would call him every day, and I'm going through my shit at home, just depressed. And he's like, look, dude. It's like, this shit sucks. I get it. It's like, but you need to remember where the fuck that's going to lead you if you act the way I know you're thinking. And it's just the fact that this person gives a fuck is what helped me. You know what I mean? So just that somebody fucking cares.
You have people that care, but it's difficult when the person who cares doesn't actually understand. It's just you know, your parents have unconditional love for you. It's like, yes, I care about you. But when you act a certain way or you do a certain thing, they're going to be upset and they're not going to get, why would you do that? And you have to say, I don't know, I'm a drug addict. It's just, this is kind of what the fuck it is. It's kind of like it flips a switch in your brain and it makes you act a way that you wouldn't act if you had never touched the drugs.
Yeah, I'm so open about that shit now with my parents, as fucking brutal as it
is. Yeah, of course.
They're like, tell me, like, oh, what were you, like, my brother-in-law asked me questions. What, he was asking me about, like, overdose and, like, nodding out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's like, I don't want to make you, I'm like, no, I'm fucking open book, bro. Like, I
said it thousands of times by now.
I was like, I started a podcast specifically, not specifically, but, you know, like,
in
a lot
parts.
Of the aspects of it, like, is about my fucking addiction and, like, how fucking much I sucked at one point, but.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's also, it's like, there's a certain way that you, not that you have to, but a certain way you should talk to people who are recovering.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much shame attached to being
a
recovering
really
addict.
It's a really sensitive
part
of it, that whole thing. Like,
yeah. Like, when I was talking to Mason from the Philosopher and the Comedian, when I was talking to him and he was telling me about the last time that we had an encounter where I asked him for money and all that shit.
You're like, dude.
I was just like, I was speechless, which you can't imagine me being speechless. But I was. Oh. I was just like, oh my God, dude, I don't know what to say. That doesn't sound like, I would never do that in a billion years. I would never think that I would just be like, hey, everyone on Facebook, I need money because I'm a pile of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally. And I've seen dozens, at least 30 different people that I know go through the same shit and post the same shit.
Like, not even specifically just one person saying that, but like, if somebody you don't fucking remember, they look at you and they're like, hey, what the fuck? And you're just like, what? They're like, I know you. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I stole your purse. What the fuck?
I'm like,
what'd
I do to you? He's like,
yeah.
Oh, we're just getting high. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you're one of them. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
You're a brother.
Yeah,
you're a brethren. Yeah, I did have moments where people would, like, come up, like, I used to go to the bar, like, I'd play shows and things like that, and then I would recess into my cave where I would shoot heroin by myself.
Your heroin den, dude.
Then I'd crawl out, and I'd do a show.
Right.
Like, I'd be in a band for a little bit, and I'd do a show, and then I'd have these people walk up and talk to me like they know me. They know my name.
Yeah.
They ask, you know, how my mom and dad are, because they met them, because they were at the show the last time. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, cool, man. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this? And somebody else has to tell me, like, dude, that's your cousin. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus, you look different, dude. Oh, my God. I've actually had a lot of those moments.
I fucking hate it, bro.
Yeah, because then you never know. I don't want to ever just be like, I don't remember you.
Yeah.
But then I guess it's easier if you're just like, hey, I'm a recovering drug addict. I was on a lot of heroin for a while. So
my usual go-to is
probably,
like,
don't remember you.
There's not much going on around here, bud, but like, who are you?
Yeah. Should I know who you are?
Yeah. But they're once, like, you say, I know you, I'm like, oh, cool. How?
Yeah. I hope
it's... Is there a bush involved?
Yeah. Am I coming out from behind bushes?
Damn.
Or is it your mom's bush? That wasn't... Was I coming out from behind a bush or coming in a bush? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking hands like that dick. What the fuck? My dog did not like that shit.
No, I'm sorry.
But yeah, dude. New Year's Day.
Yeah.
There's a pivotal moment coming up. Within this month, this is going to set the fucking tone.
Oh, for sure.
For the rest of the year, for each and every one of you out there, this is going to set the tone for your year. How you go from this day forward into this year.
Yeah.
So the main resolution that I have is to maintain the positive mental attitude.
Exactly.
Now.
And spread it, bro.
That
look.
Spread it like butt cheeks.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? That Eckhart Tolle book that I keep talking about. That book is beautiful to give you that motivation to have a positive mental attitude, because it's all about getting rid of the ego, because the ego is the thing that causes all of the problems when it comes to societal relationships or just relationships in general. The ego is always the thing that you have to win this argument. You have to be able to do the thing you want to do. That's 100% the ego, because without the ego, you're just a being that exists.
Right.
The ego's the thing that inhabits your body that makes you feel emotions. So to keep that fucking thing in check,
yeah,
is the most important part of it, is just to always remember. Like, I like to think about, if I ever start getting up on my fucking ass thinking anything more than what I am,
yeah,
I always go back to, the earth is gigantic, and yeah, it's nothing but a fucking speck of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm a speck of shit on that speck of shit. So, like, I'm a speck of shit that's on a fly's fucking anus.
Yeah.
And none of it, like, it's not in a bad, a sad way. None of it matters.
Well, everything's so much bigger than, yeah, just you and me.
Absolutely. And there's a good saying to go into the next year.
Yeah.
The best saying I would think for this coming year is, like all things, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And 2020 has passed. Now you have to let it stay in the past. All the bad things that happen with it, we can't forget it,
yeah,
100%, but you can't let it affect a single day that happens from now on, because then it's dragging the negative shit. It's like Mass Effect, bringing this bad energy across the fucking finish line of 2020 and into the start line of 2021, just to make it a better year than it was last year. And it should not be fucking hard. The bar, yeah, is very, very low.
Dude, I just, like, I don't know, fuck. People, like you said, with the PMA thing, try to keep it. Even with that, when you do, like, when you are striding through life with that, especially this year, it's just try to spread it to somebody, dude, because there's somebody out there who doesn't have that. Maybe you could fucking help them out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're trying to fucking do.
Internet trolls, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Let comedians do their fucking yeah, yeah, job and make people happy. There's people like Luis J. Gomez. There's people like Tom Segura and Burt Kreischer and Joey Diaz and Bill Burr and all of the best. Mark Norman, Joe List, Ari Shaffir. And I'm forgetting 1,000 comedians that I love. Sam Morril, I had to say his name because I love him. Andrew Schultz also. Let them do their fucking jobs, guys.
Yeah.
Just, everybody needs to just relax. And we'll have a good year.
It's fucking laughter, dude.
But with that, we're going to end this episode number 20.
Yeah.
Fucking two.
Deuce, deuce.
Have a good 2021, everybody. And thank you for watching the Still Fucking Out Podcast. We're fucking out of here, dude. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Still fucking up.